Dear Diary, I would start this by saying we're all doing our best right now, but I think we all know that ain't true. I mean, I'm doing my best, and some of you out there are doing your best, but then there's the rest of you. And I would say, you know who you are, but those people never know who they are. You say, you know who you are, and you can look right at those people, and they will look around the room like,
oh, I wonder who we're talking about that's in here. And it's so weird because there's nobody else in here. Must mean we're talking about somebody else in some other room.
And if you need an example of how oblivious they truly are, just go to the grocery store. Because there you are, doing your best, trying to respect everybody's bubble. So when that old lady opens the fridge to the milk and stands there, it's milk! It's not like one of them is milk, and the other one is diet milk, and a third one is nacho cheese milk. It's one milk. One milk! So there you are, like an idiot, just waiting for her to move so you can grab your milk. Meanwhile, plenty of other people who also aren't doing their best are sliding right in next to old lady and grabbing everything they want because they don't care about no bubble either. I mean, is everybody thinking,
you must be letting everybody cut you. Cool, thanks.
All right, moving on, Diary, since there's no helping those people. Let me at least give some advice that can help somebody out there who's paying attention. It's parenting advice. If you have kids or ever plan on having kids someday, here's a very helpful piece of advice. Never give them the freedom of choice. Ever. Kids don't need choices because they're never going to do it right. If you have a kid and you give them a choice, hey, do you want pancakes or waffles? They're going to spend the next eternity sitting there trying to decide.
I'm thinking.
How long are you thinking? It's a simple choice. And never, and I repeat, never give them a choice at the store unless you are a sadistic person who likes punishing yourself. Don't believe me? Take them to the gum aisle and let them try to pick out one pack of gum. See you in a month. And if you have two kids, then definitely don't give them a choice of anything because all you're ever going to get is one of them picking something and then the other one picking the exact opposite just to cause a fight with their sibling. My family has gone through every movie ever released by Hollywood. And I don't mean that we've watched any of them. We've just ruled all of them out because we were stupid enough to give the kids a choice of movies. So if one kid says, I want to watch that, the other kid says,
no, I don't want to watch that movie. Bleah.
And then both of those movies are eliminated for all of time. And then every movie on Earth gets the same treatment. People always act like, oh, we need to have freedom for everything. I'm not so sure we do. Kids in China just do what they're told and don't ask questions because they ain't allowed. I'm not so sure that's a bad thing. Just saying. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.